Charting your recruiting course, maximizing the next 6 months. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 172. Welcome back to another episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast presented by RecruitMe. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. This podcast is the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships, and it is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately. So good to have you along as we dig in to athletic scholarships and recruiting. I'm excited about this episode to share with you some things about how to make the next 6 months really, really good and successful. If you haven't dug up my recruiting power pack on my website, I'm going to encourage you to go get it. It's free at recruitme.com. I got something else, another freebie I'll be offering you in this program, and it all makes sense as I unfold what we're going to talk about in this episode. I really believe that recruiting is it's a long road. You may have already discovered that, and you got to break it up into short segments. I mean, you just can't say we're going to go for it for 3 years or we're just going to go for it for 2 years. Even a year is tough. So I encourage you to break up your recruiting into segments of, say, 6 months. And I want to show you how you can do that effectively during this episode. I've got three things for you to really center in on that'll help you out. And one of these things is where I'll spend the most time in, and that's that the center topic within this topic that I'll be sharing with you. I want to let you know, too, that some of these things that I'll be sharing really will require some initiative on your part, and it will require consistency. And I would just ask you to really question yourself as to, well, whether you're really in this or not. Are you taking this recruiting journey just kind of casually, or are you really serious about it? I guarantee you, you've got to be serious about it in order to succeed. So that's a prerequisite. And the things I'll be sharing with you in this episode require you to take initiative and requires you to exercise hard work consistently over a long period of time. So as we talk about the next 6 months, and it's by no coincidence that I'm doing it here in the second half of November, 2020 is almost here. I mean, 2020 will be here before you know it. And I want you to hit the ground running in January, which means you got to hit the ground running now. You got to know where you're going. Got to know where you're going. And the next 6 months could be really key and critical for you in recruiting. I do know that if you do what I will share with you in this episode, it will launch you to the next level, no matter where you are in the process, whether you're just starting and maybe your son or daughter is a freshman or sophomore, or whether you're in the thick of it and you're junior and senior year, wherever you might be, boy, you can, the next 6 months could determine the end game. So here's where we go. First thing I want you to do is set a goal. It always starts with a goal. I think I've talked about goal setting several times in past episodes. I can't get away from that because you've got to have a target. You got to have, you're an athlete. Or if you're a parent, you got a son or daughter who's an athlete. You may have been an athlete. And man, you don't go out and just give everything you got for the sake of doing that, but you've got a goal. You want to be a winner. You want to improve. You got mini goals inside your big goals. So I ask, where do you want to be in 6 months? How would you answer that question? Parent and athlete together, discuss that. Where do you want to be in 6 months? Some examples could be, some answers could be this: 10 coaches recruiting me. Maybe it's 5 coaches recruiting you. Whatever that might be, fill in the number. If you set that goal, I guarantee you're going to do some things that will get you there. But you can't just drift through this process. Maybe it's 5 campus visits. That's totally within your control. 5 campus visits. You may want to contact 15 schools with your intro packet in 3 months. These don't all have to be 6 month goals, but they get you there. Or maybe in 6 months, you want to have narrowed your choices to three schools. You know, you're a senior, and in the spring, you got to narrow it down. You got to make your choice. And within 6 months, you will have narrowed those down. So those are just a few goals. The big goal, where do you want to be in 6 months? I'm talking about one thing. You may have several goals. Pick one as the most important that you can set for the next 6 months. All right, so we're laying the foundation there. This next thing is something that I really want to dig into deeply in this episode because this is the heart of it. And it's this. Keep a planner or journal. Keep a planner or journal. It may sound crazy, but I'll tell you, the value of a journal or a planner in so many areas of life, it's big time. And in this area of recruiting, it could really save your life. And I'll explain why. Because when you put things down on paper, it connects with your mind and it causes you to take more action. It also gives you a record because you can't remember everything. And when you have a planner or a journal, it keeps it all in one place. You're going to have stuff scattered all over the place. So I don't care if it's the parent or the athlete or both together with one journal. Man, this is so valuable. And I'll share with you five things that need to be in that journal. The first thing is a prospective schools list. This is a list that's going to grow, and you'll cross some schools off. That list isn't a once and for all, but you have a couple pages there where you've got 30, 40, 50 or more schools that your prospective schools on your list, schools that you are recruiting. Yeah, some are recruiting you, but you're also recruiting schools and coaches. Get that list on paper. Don't have it on Post-its. Don't keep it in your head. Put it down in your journal. I would encourage you to just go out and get a blank journal and begin with these sections, five sections of your journal. And that first one is your prospective schools list. Now, a big part of the journal is what I call your real-time journal. That's a big part of this planner. You want to document things like how you're feeling, successes that you've had that week, setbacks that you've had that week, something that you're learning or you have learned. I think if you just take this 1 week at a time and reflect on these things, I mean, putting your feelings down, that's kind of therapeutic. That's good. That's cleansing. Get those feelings down. Run through your thoughts. You may be thinking and feeling some things you didn't realize. You put it down on paper and boom, the light might go on. And also, it's a great place to empty your mind, empty the frustrations, put them down. Use this as a time to write down celebrations as well, but write down how you feel. And as I mentioned, success this week, setbacks this week, something I'm learning or have learned. In fact, you could take this on one page for that week and you break it up and see if I can describe this with just audio here. But you got a full page and about a quarter way down or a third of way down, you have a horizontal line across there. And that box in there is how you feel. So top of the page, how you feel. And that ends third of the way down. Another third of the way down, draw another horizontal line and then a vertical line between that. And on the left is a success that you experienced that week. And on the right is a setback. And then on the bottom third of the page, something that you've learned or something that you're learning. Do this every week. Write this out. Go back, reflect on it. You're going to see progress along the way. You can go back and learn from the experiences that you've had just by this simple exercise of what I call a real-time journal. Then there's a section in the back. This is for the last few pages of your journal because you want to be able to reference these quickly. And this is actions to take. You're going to have a lot of actions you need to take in this recruiting process. Don't write them in different places in the journal. Reserve it for the last 10 pages, say, and just start a running actions to take. When you take those actions, you can cross them out. So it's kind of like your to-do list. these things may come to mind while you're out at a game. They may come to mind while you're at the dinner table. They may be discussed with your coach. You just never know when you're going to have actions that you need to take that you realize that you need to go for. Put this in the last 10 pages, so actions to take. Now, in between all that, a couple other things that I would have you put in your journal, and that is a communication record. Use a page per school. Be generous with this. Use 2 pages per school if you have to. That way, you've got your communication record with that coach all in one place, and you won't get it confused. I know this is, you know, handwriting this. You say, well, this is the digital world. Hey, there's something about doing this, being able to hold it and be able to refer back to it. So have a section in there for a communication record, 1 page per school. And then finally, right before your actions to take section, you want to have your scouting report. Again, this is 1 page per school, and you're making observations throughout this whole recruiting process, through emails that you're getting, conversations, camps you might be going to. You want to have a 1 sheet or maybe 2 pages of a scouting report on each school. And you document that. That's going to help you in the decision process. It's really going to clarify things for you. So that's what I want you to have in your journal. Go out and get that journal, maybe in the next couple of days here. You want to have your prospective schools list. You want to have a real-time journal in the back, the last 10 pages, actions to take, so nothing falls through the cracks. Have a communication record, 1 page per school, and a scouting report. Your observations of what you learn, even things that you learn online about that school or that coach. And then one last thing I want you to do that will really help you in the next 6 months is go ahead and get my free recruiting checklist. I will go ahead and put a link in the show notes for you to be able to get that. So go get my free recruiting checklist. It's a couple pages long, and it walks you through the whole recruiting process. It's good to have that as you set the next 6 months, and you can make sure you hit certain points in the journey, certain checkpoints that you need to be at as you go through the journey, no matter what year that you're in, what year your son or daughter is in. So there you have it, how to maximize the next 6 months. Are you ready? You can use the next couple weeks here to get this all set up, and don't wait till the first of the year to get going. The holidays are here. Do some of this work through the holidays. So when you hit the first of the year, you're already got your legs are moving. You're moving forward, and you're not waiting till that time. So once again, go ahead and get my recruiting checklist. It's free. I'll have a link in the show notes, which you can find on my website, recruitme.com/podcasts. Or if you're listening on a podcast app, it should be in the show notes on that app. Well, that's it for this week. And we're getting close, as I said, to Thanksgiving and then Christmas right after that and the new year. It's going to be a busy time, and I'll have some special episodes coming your way. One of the things I like to do is bring you the best of the best at the end of each year, and we'll be doing some of that. I want to equip you to be the most effective and successful family that you can be in this whole recruiting process on the way to your athletic scholarship. So that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next time. God bless. Take care.